This may make you feel a little unsuccessful. Aaron Fechter is 25 years old. He graduated from Edgewater High School right here in Orlando, and he has a very, very successful engineering firm. So, Aaron Fechter, welcome. It's nice to have you here. You were right at the top of my mind as someone I thought was very interesting, so welcome. It's nice
Thank
to
you.
Have you here.
I'm flattered to be his replacement.
How about that? See, Billy, eat your heart out.
I'm casting all these spells from across the neck, curling to an end point till connection resets. I'm putting bars of Vim buffers, no spell file set, precise. Like a machine, call me Dev SD Dread. Get myself dressed and win sock at a time. Dreadful brew in my system just to keep me alive. I don't hump the bugs out of mate red teams. Then I drop dope code and I shitty infosec tweets. Don't care if you judge, cause I don't need your approval. Mint your ass no gas, cause I'm so damn frugal. Principled my ops, cause I do what I plan. You can't anticipate slips with the dread horse man. Backrooms network went and no clipped your whack. EDR ignored me cause I never touched path. Scripting an image, yeah we call it some stegging. Cat mean pipe bash, got your whole system pegging. Living in a lambda on some mesoteric shit. I'm writing manifestos acting like a fucking skits. Magic in a man page from a lost decade. Dreadful thoughts racing through my whole damn brain. Rappers out here lisping cause they can't breathe. It all goes to shit with missing parentheses. They can't keep it straight and they won't execute. Just wishing they could be a fucking dreadful dude too. I dunk on all my ops from a T1 line. Yeah, they bothery bitches so the speeds are just fine. Keep them out pace with dark fiber in my brain. They need a thesaurus to understand what I'm saying.
I want to ask you about the engineering firm that's here in Orlando, because 25 years old and my dear, you're so successful. Now, what are you doing down there?
We're building electronimated characters. This is a dream I've had since I was quite a young kid, which was to build robots, selling quite well with what we've got.
Yes, you've done, your business has like tripled every year for the last 3 years.
And they don't say shit, cause they know that I'll joke. Got the goblin in the patty going full fucking cope. Don't need to move a muscle, they don't know who I am. I'll head out to Colorado just to see a couple friends. Can build better bots than the ones that they buy. I can make them all work without the creeps in my life. Replace some old trash with open source design. Cyberamic, less dynamic, dread best in CEI. Bots of every spec lining up my dread cave. Reverse engineering in 100 different ways. Raspi into relay servos of every weight. Building out the future with the parts of the day. Go crazy on a deploy with GPIO precision. Just making singing robots, not like I'm hunting vision. Go nuclear on this beat just to prove a damn point. I'm building better bots, lighting up big doinks.
Now before we talk anymore, we have some footage that Mike Smith did. He thought we'd show everybody exactly what it is that you do, and here it is.
When I bypass this module and hit this clip, it makes that dog's mouth open. And when I'm programming, I will do something like this. If the music in there says, hi, here we go. Hi there, folks. How's it all going today?
Did you create all of these characters by yourself and all of the logistics in terms of getting them to do these things?
Oh, no. We've got a very large team of very talented people. In fact, every person on my team is much more talented than I am, or it could have never been done. But these people are electronics people and mechanical engineers and artists, like the people that sculpt and create these masks, and then the musicians. And without these people, we couldn't put together a show.